Anzac Day services all across central Queensland. We need to be onto it. We need to find out where they are, what time they're starting, and be all across it. Andy Ireland, Livingston Mayor, joins us right now. How are you this morning, Andy?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I'm really looking forward to attending the dawn service at Emu Park again this year.
The weather's going to be great for us.
Yeah, well, of course, after last year, we had to head out on our driveways due to COVID-19. So we wanted to check in with you, Andy, and find out about all the services across Livingston Shire.
Yeah, look, lots of services rolling out this year, guys. And, yeah, we're ultra excited that we can actually meet again and celebrate it without having to do it in the driveway.
Yeah.
And we've got services running right across the Shire. Marlborough, the Caves, Emu Park, Keppel Sands, Yeppoon. I think there's one at Kawarl as well, and Mount Chalmers. So, ultimately, lots of services right across the Shire so that people can pay their respects, which is, you know, what really Anzac Day is all about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can get those starting times and locations on the Livingston Shire Facebook page, website, Andy?
Yeah, both of those on the website. And the dawn services are traditional, of course, and they will happen. And then there's a street parade in Yeppoon, I beg your pardon.
Some of the photos we've seen through past years of the Emu Park dawn service have been absolutely miraculous, spectacular. What a great place to stand and show your respect for our Anzacs.
It's stunning, isn't it? Just as the sun comes up and you're standing in front of that glass mural, it is just, as you say, Banksy, spectacular. I just, I've never seen an image like that in my life. It's just unbelievable.
What does Anzac Day mean for you, Andy Ireland? Do you have a link to any of the wars or the Anzacs?
Yeah, I do. My father and my uncles served. Uncle's in the Air Force, my father in the Army, and of course, with lots of veterans, they never really talked about their military experience and what they had, what they went through in the war, but nonetheless, very proud of their service, and you know, I think that's really the keystone of it. I mean, my father, for example, he served in the Pacific and never really spoke about his war experience. My uncle was in the Air Force, and he was shot down and survived. So, you know, those are the sorts of stories that I guess they pass on as these people pass on, and that's a shame because I think there's a lot that we can all learn from that, and really it's part of the history that escapes us.
We have to know our history if we're to embrace our future.
Yeah, I think these days we are getting much better at the aftercare as well, aren't we?
Yes.
After finding out what kind of traumas they have experienced, etc.
Yeah,
well, I think it's long overdue, and very pleased to see the Prime Minister announce that Royal Commission yesterday. Fantastic stuff.
Indeed. Again, dawn services all across central Queensland, even the parade.
We're thinking the turnout this year, Andy, will probably be bigger and better than ever, won't it? Especially after last year.
I think you're right, Pinky, because we weren't able to celebrate fully last year. I think the turnout this year will be huge, and I look forward to seeing everybody because, you know, it's fantastic. We need to commemorate. We need to keep remembering and honour our veterans.
And passing on these stories, and weather-wise, a beautiful Sunday morning in central Queensland. Thank you, Andy Ireland. Lest we forget.
Lest we forget.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.